Farther north, in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles, fire crews are battling a huge complex of three fires pushing toward a popular resort area. Early this morning, the flames jumped Highway 18, where crews hoped to make a stand, and raced toward the town of Lake Arrowhead. 50,000 people have been evacuated from the area. Captain Kurt Bertuzzi of the Fullerton Fire Department is one of the thousands of firefighters on the lines all around the San Bernardino area. He's been working at the base of the mountains, where there are a number of subdivisions, and he says after 4 days straight on the job and just 10 hours of rest, his crew was finally getting the upper hand.
You know, you always start with your back against the wall, and the situation was very, very difficult in the beginning. We are definitely at the upper hand of the situation now, since of last night, which I patrolled the whole area that I was fighting fires in the last 4 or 5 days, and it has definitely calmed down, and we do have a considerable more amount of resources on hand than we did, you know, 4 or 5 days ago.
I'm curious whether there's any particular experience in this fire that just is the one that really stays in your mind and that sums up what it's been like for you for the past few days.
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you asked that question. Yesterday, we were deployed once again to the DeVore area. We were once again placed throughout a neighborhood. My engine 6 was placed at the very rear of the cul-de-sac, and that being in a very dangerous position because that's where the fire was coming down off the hills, right at the head of the cul-de-sac. The people that lived in the home there, I saw them before the fire came down, and they were very sad and shaking their head, and I told them to be rest assured that we were going to do our best and do everything we could to save their home. And when the fire did come down and make a hard run at us, you know, we kept their thoughts in mind, and not only was their home saved, but probably 35 other homes in that particular area that the entire strike team was deployed, that we did not lose one home in that entire stance.
When you made that assurance as the people left the home,
mm-hmm.
were you really sure that you'd be able to make good on it, or did you feel, boy, I hope we can save this house at that moment?
You know, part of my responsibility as a captain is to do an assessment on the particular area, and I knew if the water source stayed good, that we really, really had a chance. I knew it would be really hard. I told the firefighters that this would be the toughest fight that we had, and when it come, just buckle down and do real hard, and that will the fire will pass, and we're going to win this one. And all of us said that we saw enough of them burn down that we all made a personal commitment to ourselves that said we're stopping this one, and we're going to save this house.
Well, Captain Bertuzzi, thank you very much for finding time to talk with us today.
You're welcome.
Kurt Bertuzzi, fire captain with the Fullerton, California Fire Department, who has been fighting the fire in San Bernardino, California.